Hey, Perry, sorry about that, brother.
Yeah, see, your phone number is coming out of Palm Coast right here in Florida, 386 number.
Yeah, because we have remote offices all around, so it directs it to our nearest remote location. So that's the reason that, and not only you, if we call, you know, let's say, other offices like New York that we have remote locations, it also pops up as one of their numbers. You know, so give me a little bit more feedback on what's going on with Angie's, if you don't mind me asking.
Well, I just started with them. We're going to see how it goes. I don't know, what people are doing out there. I've had several jobs and I've gotten like no contact. So anyway,
I'm going to tell you straight, Perry, because I'm really saying this as a straight shooter, like you've been with me the entire time. A lot of the clients that we work with come from Angie's. They're just not very happy with what Angie's has been doing for them. And you know what? I'm not that guy that talks bad about other companies because I don't think that's the way to do business. But if I'm being honest with you, so many people are very unhappy with the service they're getting from that particular company.
I know. Well, I think they throw everybody into a big thing and pull their money out is what they do. And then they spread this one lead around to everybody. They collect money from everyone because they've tried to call them. Those people just got called by five people trying to do a job for, you know, $25 a week.
You're absolutely right.
And so by about the third call, those people are like, they're not answering.
Mm-hmm. There
you go. They do answer, they're a deer in the headlights. And so also what happens there is my Angie's list was worthless because, so like my Google listing is shit, right? And now even non-existent. Other people, they got a nice little Google listing. They've been doing this for a little while. You know, it looks a lot better. Mine, they just pushed mine away because I'm like the new guy with no info and no stuff, and they can't see nothing, no website, no this, no that. And I just like, that guy's done.
Right, man.
So
well, you know,
no matter what, I'm off the list. And, so I had to do better in order for Angie's to do better. So for me to correctly, you know, evaluate what happens there, I've got to at least be in the competitive pool. I'm getting thrown out because I have no Google nothing, no website, no nothing.
Yep, you're right. Well, you know what, I say this to you, Perry, you know, very straight, like I've been with you and you've been with me. Hopefully, after you see what we do for you and what we're able to, you know, to accomplish, you know, working side by side with you, hopefully you're not going to need any other provider but just us, you know, because we're going to be able to, you know, cross your T's and dot your I's, man, and hopefully... You know, you
well, man, I need your number, and we're going to go forward, and I've already sent you some money, and we're going to do it. So,
okay. Oh, let me just complete this. I stopped in the middle of it. I got to complete it because the call is being recorded, Perry. I hope you understand that. Your payment for the initial term today set up, which is July 9th, is in the non-refundable amount of $348. Keep in mind that when this payment completes next month on August 8th, the recurring payment is $249 moving forward. This is not a contract, so you may discontinue this agreement at any time simply by calling the 877-635-6225 customer service number. The only thing that we ask is if you ever decide to cancel our service is to give us a call 3 days prior to your next billing cycle. Okay? So if you ever, for whatever reason, you're not happy with it, Perry, you can always decide to, you know, if you wanted to cancel, just give us a call 3 days prior to your renewal date. Okay. And lastly, Do you understand and agree to the renewal and the cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, everything is all set on my end, Perry. I do welcome you to the local Splash family, man. Like I said, I mean when I say this, man, I'm not just saying it, you know, as a guy here trying to make a sell or anything, whatever you consider it, man. I think we, you know, we got along pretty well. I'm gonna shoot you my information so you can have my personal extension. You know, I normally.
Oh, appreciate that.
Yeah,
my big question right now is what are we gonna do about this website?
We're gonna create. I put in a request to create a new one for you, brother.
Awesome.
Yeah, I put in a request so we can get a new one for you.
I have a site. It's called digandmo.com.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, Perry. Let's get you
make
a new
a
one.
Different.
Let's make
yeah.
a different one so we can actually have, you know, manage it. We can run it. You know, we can update it. We can be on track and be on top of it.
Okay? Yeah.
Let's do that, man. I'm gonna do my due diligence on my end so we can do this right for you and get those guys back to digging and mowing, man.
If I could get some dig jobs, there's a lot of mowing jobs. But I like digging a lot more than I like mowing.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? This mowing is like a little special thing just goes on because I got really nice equipment. I really prefer to dig.
Perfect.
I do, because I'm a civil engineer. That's how it goes all back, and so I like the digging part, and that's why. So I'm down here, you know, up north, where I'm from. All my diggers are out of the operators union, all of them, and I can't touch nothing. Down here, I can dig it all. So I get to do my own digging and stuff, and so then now I get to go home and I tell those guys, you know, and so that's our big thing, because up there it's all got to be union.
Gotcha.
Every job I have, I can't have nobody in a machine that's not in the union. And so, I mean, I could, but yeah, they get mad. And so down here I can dig and I can dig myself, and I got this awesome piece of equipment, and I just want to dig stuff.
Amazing. That's awesome. Well,
I'm still trying to get those jobs. I've done a couple small jobs, but I was like, I really want to help people do this stuff. This, you know, and so I'm trying to get these dig jobs, and all I get is like all these mowing things.
That's awesome. Well, you're all set. Perry, please make sure you pick up that call 11 a.m. tomorrow, okay?
Yeah.
If I need anything else from you, I hope it's okay if I call you back, but I think for now you're all set.
No, you call me anytime.
Thank you so much, brother. I'm going to work on getting some email confirmations over to you. Give me about 10 minutes.
And then we need that Google page fixed, right?
Yeah. So give me about 10 minutes. Let me send some emails that I have to, and then I'll give you a call back to let you know it's confirmed.
Beautiful.
Okay. All right, Perry. I'll talk to you soon. Again, thank you very much, and welcome to the local Splash family, man. I'll give you a call back in about 10 minutes.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.